Eastern.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Stanley, and I'm calling from Opinion Research today. And we just wanted to ask you a short public opinion survey about your community, and we just wanted your opinion, and your answers will remain confidential. And are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any campaign, sir?
No.
No, thank you, sir. So we're just going to ask you a couple questions about the community and things like that, and then we'll move on. As you're aware, very few people actually
vote. Who is calling?
My name is Stanley, sir. I'm Stanley with Opinion Research. It's a survey about Miami-Dade County mayor and commission. We just want to know your opinion about certain topics in your community. You know, housing, okay, buses, things like that. Okay. So in a nonpartisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County mayor and county commissioner, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County mayor and county commissioner on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you going to vote? Definitely vote?
No. I don't vote for Miami-Dade. I vote for Miami Beach.
Okay. Okay. So you don't vote for... Okay, let's take a look. So you're a registered voter, though, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But are you going to vote?
Miami Beach. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not going to vote for this, the commissioner nor the mayor of Miami-Dade County? That wouldn't be assigned to you?
No.
Okay. Do you live near the county? Do you know what's going on in Miami-Dade County, more or less?
Yeah, I live in the county.
Okay. So let's see. But you said you're definitely going to vote, right?
I vote with Miami Beach.
Uh-huh. But you're going to vote, correct?
Yes.
Or okay. Thank you. Okay, let's move on. So just a quick... So which political party are you registered to? Are you registered to any political party?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And what is your main racial background? White, black, Hispanic,
white.
Caucasian?
White.
Caucasian? Okay, thank you, sir. And yeah. Your age, is it between 36, 45, 46, 55, 56 through 65, 65 through 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you, sir. Okay, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami, Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they got off on the wrong track?
Yeah, they're going in the right direction.
Right direction. Thank you. For the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make you your daily life better? Housing and property insurance costs, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. The next one is flood. Yeah. Okay. Flooding
all
sea
of,
levels.
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay.
Sea level, no.
Which one would be the most important to you? Traffic congestion, corruption in local government, crime in the neighborhood and safety, quality of life, growth, overdevelopment, inflation, corruption. Okay,
corruption of the city government.
Corruption in the local government. Thank you, sir. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissioners were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Which one would you vote?
Republican.
And would it be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, you could tell me that too. So the first one is Miguel Salomon. Do you know who that is, sir?
No.
No? Okay. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
I know who she is.
Okay. What's your opinion of her?
Bad.
Bad? So it's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Francis Suarez, do you know who that is, sir?
Not sure.
Okay. So you, the one you did say you knew was Salazar, Maria, or Levine Cava?
Cava.
Cava, okay, got you. Yeah. Great. Okay, now, Donald Trump, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
or very? Very favorable.
Thank you, sir. Vicky Lopez, you know who that is?
No.
Okay. What about Joe Carollo?
I think I know. Is he the one with the gun?
Joe Carollo, honestly, like, because I do the survey, they pick people from outside of there, so we don't influence the survey. So I don't know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Okay,
I heard
what
the name,
about
but I don't know what he's attached with.
Right. What about Elaine Higgins?
No.
Or Eileen Higgins?
Don't
know. No? Okay,
don't know.
I think,
no.
Okay. Fabian Basabi.
Don't know.
Okay. What about, or, you know, how about Joe Biden? How do you feel about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat?
No,
very
not at all.
Okay.
He
so
should
very
go
unfavorable?
To jail. Should go to jail.
Okay. That's exactly what we want. Your opinion, sir. Thank you for that. Rosie Cordero Stutz. That's what it is. It's an opinion. So Rosie Cordero Stutz. What do you think of her? Do you know who that is?
Don't know her. Nope.
What about Joe Sanchez?
No, don't know.
No? Okay. Carlos Jimenez?
No, don't know.
No. Alfonso León. Alfonso
no.
León.
Don't
okay.
know.
Okay. So then, hold on. I think we missed one here. Which one did we miss? Oh, okay. Joe Biden, you said very unfavorable, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Then, okay, that's it. Okay, good. Okay. Now you'll be asked a few short questions about the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. Tell me what your opinion is, sir. The primary election for Miami-Dade County were held today. Among the following candidates, who would you vote for, Eileen Higgins or Alfonso León?
Neither.
Neither? It's okay. We'll leave it as undecided. Okay. So here's the next one. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, would you vote for any of these? Elaine Higgins, Joe Carollo?
Nope.
Okay.
Neither.
So now we have Elaine Higgins, Miguel Solomon.
Nope. Neither.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Elaine Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I don't know what she's doing.
Okay. So then, you will now be giving some statements about Elaine Higgins. And just tell me, indicate to me, if this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her in the election for a Miami-Dade County commissioner. If each would make no difference to you, you could tell me that too. So Elaine Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received a F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman used every day and resulted in her having to walk 30 minutes to the next closest bus stop or take
horrible.
An expensive alternative.
Sounds horrible.
Right. So that would make you much less likely. Okay, thank you,
absolutely,
sir.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Elaine Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer fund compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. How does that make you feel, sir? Does that make
you feel
good, like,
Elaine Higgins. I'm learning about Elaine Higgins.
Yeah. Would you vote? Does this make you want to vote for her or not?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, the next one is, since Elaine Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your communities more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed income. How does this make you feel, sir? Does that make you want to vote for her or not?
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you. Elaine Higgins' campaign has received hundreds and thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford. Okay, so this would make you vote for her or not?
Not. Nope.
Okay. Thank you. And that's a lot or somewhat? A lot?
A lot.
Okay, thank you.
I heard during of that scandal. Everybody's involved in that. All the public elected are corrupt.
That's what you were telling me in the beginning, I remember. During these challenging times, Elaine Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. How does that make you feel? Would that make you feel like voting for her or absolutely not voting for her?
Absolutely not. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Elaine Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Would that make you
Heard that. Less.
Would you want less? Less?
I heard
that.
They want to bring a subway here.
Yeah, and much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. And one last time, you're going to be asked a short questions about the August primary election, Miami-Dade Commissioner. Here it is. In the primary election, Miami-Dade Commissioner, if the elections were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Elaine Higgins, Alfonso Leon?
Alfonso de Leon.
Thank you, sir. How about you start reading or whatever, and people start understanding things, you can make better decisions at the end.
Yeah,
how about
when
on
you get
here?
Close, you will. Yeah.
Yeah, we're almost done, by the way, sir. Elaine Higgins, Joe Carollo, County Commission.
Who is Joe Carollo?
I don't know who Joe Carollo is. I'm sure he's running for County Commission, though, but it seems like it.
Okay, I don't know.
Undecided.
I cannot. Undecided.
Yep.
Too close. Too short. Too early.
Yeah. Okay. So what about Elaine Higgins? Do you know who Miguel Celamon is? I don't think you knew who he was either. Okay.
No, I didn't know.
We'll leave it undecided. Now I'm going to ask you just real quick. What's the last grade of formal education that you completed, sir?
College. Graduate.
Four years. You have your bachelor's. Excellent, sir. Well, thank you very much, sir. That concludes our survey. Thank you for your time, sir. And I hope things in your county go ahead in the right direction. Have a
thank
wonderful
you for
afternoon.
Coming.
Thank you, sir.
So do you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Good night.